Hello and welcome to NewsHour from the BBC World Service, coming to you live from our studios in central London. I'm Julian Marshall. The Ethiopian government appears to have made remarkable progress in reasserting its authority in the rebel province of Tigray. The government has a long-standing dispute with the ruling TPLF party in Tigray, which erupted into open warfare early this month. The government launched a offensive and barely 3 weeks later is now claiming victory. Last weekend, it issued an ultimatum to the TPLF leadership to surrender. And when that failed to happen, government forces began an assault on Tigray's capital city of Mekelle. And only hours after they began shelling the city today, the Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is claiming that the government is in full control of Mekelle and the military operations in Tigray have been completed and halted. There was a similar statement from the Army Chief of Staff.
Our heroic National Defence Force has fully controlled Mekelle town. The heroic National Defence Force, after conducting studies and making the necessary preparations on how to control the city of Mekelle, has fully taken control of the city in the evening at 7 p.m. It is additionally control of the office of the Northern Command and has seized the military equipment that had been looted. The army is at the moment searching for the hideouts of the junta and undertaking measures to seize the criminals from the holes in which they are hidden. Congratulations to all the people of Ethiopia and congratulations to the people of Tigray on your liberation.
Well, it's impossible to verify either statement since for the duration of the conflict, phone and internet links with Tigray have been cut and access controlled. The leader of TPLF forces, Debretsion Gebremichael, has since texted the Reuters news agency saying they will continue to fight the government. So, for more of the government's version of events, I turn to Ethiopia's Minister of Democratization, Sadiq Abraha.
The operation has been undertaken based on the principle of precision and surgical operation. We have avoided civilian casualty throughout the operation, and same holds true in Mekelle. These are our citizens, these are our people. So we have taken maximum due care, and that's what is happening. The TPLF special police and the militia can't stand in the face of our modern army. They are losing the war, so they are running away.
Just let me clarify, you are saying that the TPLF have mostly either surrendered or deserted the city and they put up no resistance to the Ethiopian government forces coming in to Mekelle?
They tried to put up a resistance, but they lost. They lost. You know, TPLF has been losing the war in many fronts. This is just the wrapping up stage. This is the last stage. TPLF defense forces have been weakened all along, throughout many battles that we have had in many parts of the cities in Tigray. And so they are facing us in a very weakened manner. We had exchanges of fire, but finally they lost.
And what about the TPLF leadership? Where are they at the moment? Debretsion Gebremichael, for instance.
We with the cooperation of the public, the residents of Mekelle, we are looking for them, but they will certainly be caught by the National Defense Force.
I mean, it's one thing to capture a city, Minister, but it's another thing to hold it. Do you expect the TPLF to offer resistance in the future? Are government forces now facing a guerrilla war?
We have not only taken control of Tigray, we have been holding into it. You know, we have Mekelle is one of the cities in Tigray. Of course, it is the biggest city. We have taken control of hundreds of cities in Tigray. We are holding on to it. They don't have the special police, the militias, as we have learned, have been forcefully conscripted. They no longer support the war. The entire Tigrayan people, whenever we free one city from TPLF, they come out in mass chanting, welcoming. It shows you that TPLF is no longer supported by the Tigrayan public. So there is no way for this thing to go back where it used to be, which is a guerrilla fighting. TPLF, 50 years down the line, resorted into guerrilla fighting because of the Cold War politics. Things have changed radically, and the Tigrayan people no longer support the TPLF. Many members of the TPLF special police and the militias have already surrendered.
So now that the Ethiopian government controls Tigray controls the regional capital, Mekelle. When are you going to allow independent observers into Tigray to see for themselves, to confirm what it is that you and the Ethiopian government is saying?
We just said that we have now reached the final stage. Of course, there are some small things to be done even hereafter. So once we make sure that it is safe for anyone interested in the issue to come and witness it in person, we'll allow that. It's a matter of safety. We have nothing to hide. This government is an open government. This government believes in transparency. At the heart of the reform is transparency. But we don't want it to be done in a way that undermines the safety of those independent observers. That's the only issue at hand.
But yeah. Minister, from the way you're saying it, it is now perfectly safe. The Ethiopian government now controls Tigray. Military operations have come to an end, according to the Prime Minister.
As I have said, we have taken control of essential parts of Mekelle. So the major part of the operation is successfully completed. Now we have to search for the hideouts of the culprits. And for all this to be wrapped up, we may need a little bit of time. But the major part of the operation is already wrapped up. I can safely say that. But, you know, it doesn't mean that independent observers will be in a safe position to come and undergo their business. We need to depend on our intelligence when our ground troops to make sure that it is safe for anyone to come and see it in person. Whenever that's the situation warrants, we have no problem for independent observers to come and see for themselves. We have nothing to hide, to reiterate again.
And in the meantime, will you be restoring internet and phone links with Tigray?
As I have said a number of times, the telecommunication infrastructure was destroyed by the TPLF. It is not us that destroyed the telecommunication infrastructure. It is not us that destroyed the road network. It is the TPLF that destroyed a number of bridges in the telecommunication infrastructure. We are just sending professionals to go there and repair the damaged telecommunication infrastructure and road network. Of course, it will be the case. We'll do our level best to make sure that the Tigrayan people have again access to telecommunication and road.
Ethiopia's Minister of Democratization, Sadiq Abraha, speaking to me earlier from Addis Ababa. And Will Davison, the International Crisis Group, was monitoring the conflict in Tigray from Addis Ababa until he was deported by the Ethiopian government a week ago. Does he find it plausible that the Ethiopian army could have advanced so swiftly and now control Mekelle?
Well, there's no doubt that there has been a very significant moment in this intervention for the federal government to take control of Tigray and to pursue the leadership today. We think that the Tigray leadership, that they have left Mekelle, and that's why there was not very serious fighting in Mekelle today when there had been near Mekelle over the last few days. So the question is now, what will be the next steps of the Tigrayan leadership and the Tigrayan forces? But there is potential for them to continue some form of armed resistance in the form of an insurgency, essentially.
One had the impression over the last 3 weeks that TPLF forces were offering quite a lot of resistance to government forces as they advanced in Tigray. So why is it that they have apparently left Mekelle undefended?
Well, it's uncertain because we've had this telecommunications blackout. But the federal forces have swept in initially from the west, taking control of territory. They've also advanced from the north and the south. And there is a lot of a suspicion of some Eritrean involvement as well. But essentially what happened is that the federal forces have moved along the main roads. They've taken control of the main cities, ending in the regional capital. Now, to our understanding, there has not actually been major urban warfare in any of these locations. So yes, in certain areas, at certain times, the Tigrayan forces have put up stiff resistance. But there have been steady territorial gains by the federal forces.
But the failure of the TPLF to offer any significant resistance in the capital city, how would you explain that? Is that some sort of tactical withdrawal?
It's very hard to be certain about these things. What we can say is that this turns the Tigrayan leadership and the ruling party, the TPLF, from, you know, a dissident government, which is, you know, having this constitutional dispute and then conflict with the federal government. It kind of turns them back into a rebel force. Now, the situation at the moment is we do not know the exact location of the Tigrayan leadership, but there has been no indication of surrender. They do have a history going back to the 1980s of guerrilla warfare. So there is a possibility that we see some sort of insurgency type of operation. The other issue here is that the federal government will now put in place a provisional government in Tigray. And there is, you know, huge questions remaining about, you know, what the level of acceptance from the broader Tigrayan society there will be to whatever provisional government is put in place by the federal government.
The government minister we were speaking to said that there was a lot of support amongst the population in Tigray in general and also in Mekelle for Ethiopian government forces.
Yes, absolutely. That's what the government is saying. They've been also been saying that along the way during the campaign, there's talk of people being liberated. There's talk of Tigrayan forces surrendering. I mean, as I mentioned, there's been a telecommunications blackout across Tigray. So very limited information just coming out via the few satellite phone connections. So no access really for aid agencies or for journalists. So essentially, over the past few weeks, it's just been a case of hearing the two versions from the two warring parties.
I mean, I questioned the minister about the communications blackout. He very much blamed it on the TPLF for destroying the telecommunications infrastructure and further said that in time, independent observers would be allowed into Tigray since the Ethiopian government was committed to openness and transparency. Has that been your experience?
The government often expresses these types of intentions. I expect the government to, in the areas that it fully controls, I'm sure it will go about rebuilding damaged infrastructure, restoring services, delivering humanitarian supplies. The issue of the telecommunications blackout is another one of claim and counterclaim, because, of course, the Tigrayan side that was a federal move. Facts are facts. And one of the facts here is that we have not seen any real independent reporting of this conflict. If things stabilize, then, you know, not only will services and humanitarian supplies resume, but there should also be the opportunity for the media to get in there and speak to people so we can shed a little bit more light on what exactly has occurred over the last 3 weeks or so.
That was Will Davison of the International Crisis Group, who was deported from Addis Ababa by the Ethiopian government a week ago. You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Julian Marshall, and this is NewsHour. Still to come, Wilton.